talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made. Long Labor Day weekend, a lot of it made. You know, there's a lot of strange stories, but one of the things that bugged me the most happened down in Arizona. In Arizona, the police were called after a group attempted to break into a school, kidnap and arrest the principal, and they brought in zip ties. I don't know what they were going to do with her. Now look, what happened was that there was a decision made in the school that a couple of kids had to quarantine because of exposure to COVID. They didn't want it spread around the school, and one of the youngsters was not able to go on a class trip as a result of that quarantine. Look, you have anti-vaxxer parents, anti-masker parents, anti-social distancing, deniers. You know, people have rights to do that personally, but when they inflict that on their kids, and then when their kid has to quarantine, and they're told the kid can't go on a class trip. Okay, that ain't great. I used to like class trips. But, you know, enough's enough. But these people take the law into their own hands. Now, Pima County has guidelines in Arizona. Pima County has guidelines in the schools on quarantine. And these guidelines said that this child had to quarantine and therefore couldn't go on a bus and a class trip. But a couple of guys and another non-family member went to the school to, quote, arrest, end quote, the principal. And they were going to pull out zip ties and get her. The Tucson police were called. The people left. I don't know the ultimate disposition. They should be charged. This reminds me of the attempted kidnapping or the kidnapping plot of Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan. Enough's enough. You know, there's this idea that we have what's called citizen arrest powers. Well, you don't have citizen arrest powers, okay? You don't get to go up to somebody and go, I'm going to arrest them, even if you think you have good cause. Largely, it's probably because they're doing something you don't agree with. If you see a crime in progress, call the police. Call the police. Call 911. That wasn't what these people were going to do. They thought they were quite the dog, the bounty hunters. You know, they thought they were guys who somehow were, quote, deputized as citizens to go in and handcuff the principal, a woman, the principal of the school, and carry her out. Carry her out, probably hold her hostage till the kid could go on the class trip. Now, that is a really great home life for that poor child. That is a really great supportive home life of people that care about homework and care about the kid getting a better education. You know, enough's enough. Yeah, I know this is Arizona. That's very possibly could have happened in Wisconsin. And you go, oh no, couldn't have happened in Wisconsin. Certainly not in Dane County or anywhere near it, because we're all very sanctimonious. Baloney. The crowd that was going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer trained just north of Dane County, not too far from Dane County, bedroom community of Dane County. And when they kidnapped her, they thought, of course, the FBI was monitoring it all along, but when they kidnapped her, they were going to carry her to a cabin in Wisconsin. So let's not get too sanctimonious about who zip ties who and who citizen arrests who, okay? That is what happened. That's a very, very sad, terrible fact. And but in Arizona, you know, they actually showed up at the school. That is actionable. That requires criminal intervention. That is an attempted kidnapping. They can go, oh, well, we called it off at the last minute. Oh, really? Why? Well, because the Tucson police were called. Okay, so a burglar comes in and gets scared off, because somebody called the cops. Okay, that's an attempted burglary. That's an inchoate crime, they call it. It's an attempted burglary. It's punishable. You know, I'm not saying these guys got to get a humongous prison sentence. They got to go to prison. They got to go to prison. You know, these teachers are vulnerable. Principals are vulnerable. You know, many schools don't have armed guards. They shouldn't have armed guards. When I went to school, there were no armed guards. In fact, when I went to school, it was a while ago, the doors weren't even locked. Anybody could walk in. Now, certainly in urban areas, the doors are locked. But in Arizona, they probably have to station armed guards because there's this kind of libertarian, the heck with you, the law is what I say it is, and that is what occurred down there. Just absolutely disgusting. Thank God it didn't get carried through. And word to the wise, principals, teachers throughout Arizona, you know, when it comes to masking and things like that, that there's violence sometimes. And in Michigan, somebody told a guy he had to wear a mask, and they shot the person who asked, the clerk. Down in, he was either Georgia or North Carolina, somebody said, sir, you'll have to wear a mask, and he shot and killed the clerk. Now, these are clerks that don't make any money, really. And they're told by their employer, you must wear a mask, or a waitress has to say that. And they're in the front lines of violence. They're in the front lines of violence. Obviously, when somebody shoots somebody, he's indicted for murder. We don't want it to get to that. What it's got to be is along the way, there has got to be enforcement of our laws. And if somebody punches somebody or pushes them or refuses to wear a mask, get the police down there and arrest them. Flat out arrest them. If he refuses to wear a mask, sir, you'll have to leave. It's trespassing. And he won't, drag him out. If he hits or punches the clerk, he goes to jail. If he inflicts very bad bodily injury on the clerk, he goes to prison. What's the difference between prison and jail? Jail in general is where you go for no longer than a year. So you get picked up maybe on drunk driving and you're given a 6-month, 9-month sentence. You'll spend it in a jail, the Dane County Jail, the Milwaukee County Jail. If you're going to go there more than a year, it's prison. You go to prison. Well, some of these guys need to go to prison. The word has got to get out. The word has got to get out among this rabble who think that they can kidnap people, shoot people, punch people, that they are going to jail or prison, depending on the severity of what it is. And it doesn't give me any pleasure to say that, because that's going to be on their record. You can say all you want about non-discrimination against people who serve time, but it exists. I know it exists. But right now, it's not just a simple, impulsive, I lost my head. Some of this stuff is an absolute, fed by Trump, fed by Donald Trump, fed by Kevin McCarthy, fed by Cruz, Cotton, Hawley, all the rest of these characters, that basically you disregard the law. And they say you disregard the election laws, you disregard our democracy. That seeps down. And they talk violent. They talk violent. Trump said the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, quote unquote. Then he lied and claimed that he was talking about they should vote. That was an implication of violence. The first implication of violence in our politics that's occurred since 1861. The Civil War. Ever since that, people have been superficially polite. They fought very hard, but nobody ever in the Congress or the House or anywhere else said implied physical harm to the other side. That has changed. That has changed, and it seeped down. And it seeped down, in this case, into a different kind of violence, going against educators, principals, and teachers for simply enforcing the rules and regulations of their school board, the Pima County School Board. This principal wasn't freelancing. She was enforcing the principles of the Pima County School Board, period, end of story. Any instance of authority, the exercise of authority, any of it that somebody disagrees with, they go, okay, I'll make a citizen arrest. Okay, I'll punch this person in the face. Okay, I'll shoot this person. And maybe Trump will approve. Well, secretly, maybe he does approve, but he's not stupid enough to say that. He'll go, it's a tragedy. He'll go, it's a tragedy. And Hawley, Cotton, Cruz, DeSantis, and their ilk, Gymnasium, Jim GYM, Jordan, Bobbert, Biggs, Mo Brooks, Gates, all these others, they smirk. They smirk. They smirk at violence. They smirk at the threat of violence. And I think the electorate has to tumble to this. The electorate, which is you. Now, you are more informed than most electorates simply because you follow the news and you talk about it. Some of you call in, you have opinions. Sometimes you disagree. That's good. That's very good. But most people are not informed, and they hear unaddressed violence and threats of violence, and none of the big guys in their own party are criticizing it even. And some of them are smirking and implying it. That seeps through society. It's like a glioblastoma in the brain. It just creeps, 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 creeps. Very, very hard to get out. That's got to stop. There's got to be people who stand up, like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney and the rest in the Republican Party, and say we're not going to have violence. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.